Men will only go as far as a woman will allow him. That was a statement made by a 19-year-old male in a conversation about the Chris Brown Rihanna case this past weekend. This gentleman brought up the term respect. His issue was that young women have lost respect for themselves and in turn have allowed men to disrespect them. Well, Adriel Lewis of Youth Radio experienced something a little different. In this piece, he recounts an approach he used to get a girl's attention and the way she responded.
My glares burned through her. And I'm sure that such actions aren't foreign to her because the essence of her beauty is, well, the essence of beauty. And in the presence of this higher being, the weakness of my masculinity kicks in, causing me to personify my wannabe big baller shot caller God's gift to the female species with shiny suit rapping like, hey yo, what's cracking, shorty? How you living? What's your sign? What's your size? I dig your style, yo. Now this girl was no fool, and she gives me a dirty look with a quickness like, boy, you must be stupid. So I'm looking at myself like, boy, you must be stupid. But looking upon her, I am kind of digging her style. So I try again, but instead of addressing her properly, I blurt out one of my fake playlistic lines like, girl, you must be a traffic ticket, cause you got fine written all over you. Now, she's trying to leave, and I'm trying to keep her here. And so at a final attempt, I blurt out, girl, what is your ethnic makeup? See, at this point, her glare is scorching through me. And somehow she manages to make her brown eyes resemble some kind of brown fire or something. But there's no snap or head movement, no palm to face, click of tongue, middle finger, roll of eyes, or girl power chant. She just glares at me with these burning eyes and her gaze grabs me by the throat and she says, ethnic makeup? First of all, makeup's just an anglicized, colonized, commodified utility that my sisters have been programmed to consume, forcing them to cover up their natural state in order to emulate what another sister looks like in her natural state because people keep telling her that the other sister's natural state is more beautiful than the first sister's natural state. At the same time, the other sister isn't even in her natural state because she's trying to resemble yet another sister. So in actuality, the natural state that the first sister was trying to resemble wasn't even natural in the first place. Now I'm thinking, damn, this girl is kicking knowledge. But meanwhile, she keeps spitting on it like, fine, I'll tell you about my ethnic makeup. I wear foundation, but not that powdery stuff. I wear the foundation laid by my indigenous people. It's that foundation that makes it so that past being globalized, I can still vocalize with confidence that I know where my roots are. I wear this foundation not upon my face, but within my soul, and I take this from my ancestors, because I'll be damned if I ever let a European or American corporation tell me what my foundation should look like. And now I wear lipstick, but my lips stick to the ears of men so they can experience and surround sound my screams of agony with each lash of rulers, measuring tape, and scales, as if my waistline and weight are inversely proportional to my value as a human being. See, my lips, they stick, but not together. Rather, they flail open with flames to burn down this culture that once kept them shut. Now I mess with eyeshadow, but my eyes shadow over this timeline when you've gone to ends to keep me blind, but you can't cover my eyes, look into them. My eyes foreshadow change. My eyes foreshadow light. And I'm not into hair dyeing, but I'm here dying because this oppression just won't get out of my hair. They form these highlights of my past atrocities. This oppression, it manifests as stressing me so that even though I don't color my hair in a couple of years, it'll look like I dyed it gray. So what's my ethnic makeup? I don't have any, because your oppression and your ethnicity isn't something you can just make up. And as far as that stuff that my sisters put on their faces, that's not makeup. It's make-believe. I can't seem to look up at her. And I'm sure that such actions aren't foreign to her because the expression on her face shows that she knows that my mind is in a trance. As her footsteps fade, my ego is left in crutches. And rejection never sounded so good.
Adriel Lewis is a reporter for Youth Radio, a cutting-edge youth development and media organization. Youth Radio trains 1,300 youth each year in audio, video, web, and print production. You can find out more on our blog at youthcast.org, and please, post your comments. Youthcast is the next generation of sound, a glimpse into the magic eight ball of radio's future, and the outlook is good. A project of Generation PRX, which is a website that's all about youth radio. Check it out, generation.prx.org. We'll be back in 2 weeks featuring more stories by talented young producers. I'm Chantel Harley. As always, thanks for listening.